Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's also give a shout out to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight. Regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, and especially the over-the-road drivers, the 18-wheeler men and women that are out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We've got an interesting story that I'm going to get to right now. Looking to win big in November, the GOP is seeking advice from the grandfather of House Republicans who swept it back in power over three decades ago after a 40-year drought. Yep, and that's Newt Gingrich. And they're going to try, McCarthy and Gingrich are going to put together another contract with America.
Well, there's two goals. And one is to communicate that big government socialism doesn't work. That's the first goal.
Yep.
And the other one is to communicate what we would do, which is to be positive and solve problems. And so that's the premise on the modern-day contract with America.
Mm-hmm.
So Gingrich is working with Kevin McCarthy, and that is, you know, from there, their strategy on, you know, what would spin off from inside the modern-day contract with America. There's an awful lot of things that you know, have happened here in the last couple of years,
yeah,
that have to be cleaned up and finished. And, I would say one thing that's pretty interesting, it's hard to concentrate on what the House and Senate are doing and not doing, especially not doing when they're not doing it, because you don't know, you forget about it. But I haven't heard one thing that the House Oversight Committee, House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, is doing. Nothing. Not one thing.
Me neither.
So I think that list of what that particular committee would be doing,
mm-hmm.
If the Republicans take the majority in the House again, would be very interesting.
Okay, let's drift down over to the telephone line, and we've got Mel in Saratoga Springs, where it's probably colder than a well digger's butt right now. Right, Mel?
Yes, Captain. It's down, getting down near zero, and I see some flurries out my window.
Yikes.
But, I'm sorry.
She was in shock, that's all.
I was in shock.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, I'm shocked. Anyway, I see President Trump has stuck his his feet in his mouth once again with an appointment of this Megan Ortegas, who in 2016 volunteered for the Jeb Bush No Energy campaign against President Trump. And President Trump is now going to face a revolt of his base for such a blunder once again. I mean, he was in office. He had a bunch of holdovers from the our undercover Muslim Barack Obama's regime
right.
left in his administration. And now here we go again. President Trump, I don't know what's wrong with you, man. Wake up. Where are you getting your advice from?
It's not the first time, Mel. I'll tell you, we got a problem down here with one of his endorsements. It's not the first time.
Yeah, well, you had Kevin McCarthy and all these other, coattail hang-arounders coming down to Mar-a-Lago the other day to advise him to give the endorsement to this backstabber here, this Ortegas. And then McCarthy and all the rest of them, they're all a bunch of backstabbers. They're not out for the interest of the American people, especially of us on the right. They're only out for the feather their nests. And we be damned. Just keep paying your taxes, and we're going to keep extorting you people. They are the
okay.
mafia.
All right, let's try.
I'm sick of this now.
All right, thank you. Let's try to answer it. Stay warm up there. Denise, is she the one that's on Fox News all the time?
Yes.
Okay, the former, worked in the State Department or something?
Yeah, she was the, POA for the State Department under Mike Pompeo.
Okay, well, she's not running for anything, so what do you endorse her for?
Well, she's considering running for Congress in Tennessee.
Considering? Okay,
uh-huh.
because last I knew, once they announce their candidacy, they're gone from Fox. They take them off. They have to... You know, do whatever.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be darned. Okay.
But
Tennessee.
Considering that. Yeah.
Tennessee? Wow, okay. Well, we'll see what
happens. Yeah, I saw where Pompeo, I'd have to go back here and see, but I think one day last week, he said he had sent out something on social media that he was hearing that she is considering, Paul, the very strong person, is exploring a run for Congress in Tennessee's 5th congressional district.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more. Denise Simon, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we'll be right back with more. Hold the fort.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico's been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, find out where your agent is if you want to go over and visit your agent or call them on the phone, or you can get a quote right off the website. Now, when you do that, they will cover the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, plus maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle it with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy. You bundle them together with your automobiles, and you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, weather alert, weather alert, weather alert, South Florida. Iguanas are falling out of the trees.
Yes, they are. And remember, just leave them. Don't touch them.
And there's nothing worse than to have one of those 5-foot-long, 20-pound iguanas land on your head. Especially when they're asleep and docile. It's like, my God, and you run and head for the hills. But anyway, that is actually happening in Florida. There was a warning put out by the Weather Service. I read it a little while ago. Hey, how about Vice President Kamala Harris? She took a little trip to go down for the Socialist Honduran President's inauguration. And while she was there, who shows up? The Vice President of Taiwan. Was that accidental?
I don't think it's an accident.
They had a chat.
As well they should.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, she is the vice president.
So is he. I thought that was really rather unique.
Well, you know, her trip was kind of stupid anyway.
Yeah. Well, nobody said she's smart.
No, for sure.
Okay. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who seems to be doing the very best he can with what he has to work with, he made a comment yesterday, and I thought about this, and it makes perfect sense to anybody, and I'll read it the way he said it. He said, the president, Joe Biden, is spending millions of dollars to secure the borders of other countries, but won't secure our southern border with Mexico.
Well, there's obviously some big truth to that, but I would say this. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of conflating the issue here a little bit because what Russia wants to do is take over the country.
Uh-huh.
And we're not quite there yet, although with what the Biden administration is doing with foreign entities, you know, including foreign agents and foreign nationals and foreign, you know, they're in the policies for foreigners and foreign operations in the United States, including, I might add, China.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a backdoor kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, NATO countries, I mean, we're all talking about sovereignty all of a sudden. You know, we have to protect Ukraine's sovereignty, which is, there's truth to that, especially in the NATO charter. But they're not protecting our own. So it's how you frame the question that you can get somebody at this White House to answer that challenge. But, you know, Jen Psaki is... She's made lying and evasion of answers an art form into itself.
Right. Now, the Pentagon, they had a press conference at the Pentagon yesterday, which is kind of unusual when you get the chairman of the Joint Chiefs there along with the Secretary of Defense. But the topic of conversation was the Ukraine. And here's a report out of that meeting.
Defense Department officials say the Russian forces near Ukraine include not only ground troops and naval and air forces, but also cyber and electronic warfare capabilities, as well as special operations forces. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin summed up U.S. and NATO concerns.
Well, we don't believe that President Putin has made a final decision to use these forces against Ukraine. He clearly now has that capability.
At a Pentagon news conference, Austin urged Putin to de-escalate the tensions. Greg Clugston, the White House.
What do you think?
You know, I listened to that entire press conference yesterday, and after about, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes when Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin was speaking, it just became white noise to me. Some of the people in the press were asking outstanding questions, trying to be a little more specific. And he just wasn't going to go there. So it's kind of, but we want to be transparent. But you're not giving the kind of answers, or you might just say, I'd like to answer your questions, but for national security reasons, blah, 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 I can't. At least say it that way. But he was so evasive. And now you look completely subservient to General Austin. So I didn't get anything out of him either. So it really, it's kind of a terrifying situation here that we've got two guys that are really just feckless, I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, for sure. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this thing went on for about an hour, and they took some phone calls from reporters that were not in the room, and I virtually got nothing. Nothing you couldn't get from Reuters or Bloomberg. you know, got nothing out of it.
No, and I agree with you, because one of the questions I couldn't even understand why they were asking us to begin with, it had really not much bearing on anything. By the way, here's one for you. Amongst the top trustworthy websites, according to NewsGuard, which happens to be a very liberal reporting a website, they said NBC News, you're going to love this, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and NPR are the most reliable and truthful and accurate websites of anybody.
And how many of them are being sued?
All of them. Every one of them.
And I think that Sarah Palin's defamation case against the New York Times, her lawsuit after all these years, was to start this past week.
Yep.
She was in New York, but they, you know, did the normal testing for COVID, and she tested positive, so they delayed it a week or mm-hmm. whatever. And she's non-symptomatic, and I'm not sure that the test was reliable anyway. But, I mean, and then you have, who's our Catholic boy that won all those cases?
Avenatti?
No, the Catholic boys from the school.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, you know, he was suing CNN and he was suing Washington Post. I think both of those settled with him, and I think there's still a couple of lawsuits that are still unresolved. So, yeah, democracy dies in darkness, Washington Post. And they've made all kinds of corrections. And, who else is going after them but Project Veritas?
Right.
And they've had to make all kinds of retractions on things. So, yeah, whatever, NewsGuard.
Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody's paying attention, tell me I'm wrong here. Isn't Joe Biden moving further to the left right now?
Well, look. Biden is not a policy. He's not a guy. He's not a decision maker. He's got all these people that, tap on the shoulder, Ron Klain in this White House, and say, we want this, we want this, we want this, we want this. And so Ron Klain is probably making 50% of the decisions. The bigger ones, the ones that are just more positive, they write a speech and they give it a talking point and put it on an index card so Biden can put it in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden doesn't know what he's saying yes or no to. He doesn't have a clue what is happening in his own White House.
Wow. Well, I hear the music starting up. Now, you stay warm, and whatever you do, I'm telling you, remember, you dress in layers.
All right, then I know that from playing tennis.
You'd
absolutely dress them layers.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you have yourself a good day, and stay warm.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. She's debating what to do, whether or not to go to Gasparilla or go to an outdoor concert or whatever. Phew. Neither one appeals to me at the moment.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden making the short trip on Air Force One to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Friday afternoon after visiting the site where a bridge collapsed earlier Friday morning. The visit comes as the president pushes infrastructure and jobs across America and touts his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package.
What you all know, if you don't, you should know, there are another 3,300 bridges here in Pennsylvania, some of which are just as old and just as decrepit condition as that bridge was.
A major winter storm affecting the East Coast, with blizzard warnings being issued from Maine to Washington, D.C. This comes as more than 2,300 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been canceled for Saturday. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. I'll tell you where those academies are, those classes where you can go to, right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high paying and a very, very important job in the scheme of things when it comes to aircraft maintenance. Now, they have a school in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And then they have one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But as I've told you over the years, give them a call. I'll give you the number in a second, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Find out what they're all about. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass., because you'll be able to talk to the students, you'll be able to talk to some of the instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the money people that'll tell you how that works and how to apply for your student loan. Now, if you are military, post 9/11, and you still have your educational package intact, it'll all be paid for by the government. If you are pre-9/11, and maybe you use some of it to go to a two-year college or whatnot, you may not have all of your benefits, but they'll tell you how much you got left, and they'll tell you how to go about using that. And then if you have to, they'll show you how to get a student loan. Civilians, obviously, the student loan is your opportunity there. Now, the website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, they are having a golf tournament. And that golf tournament is going to be held on Wednesday, February the 2nd at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag. You got to have a bag of swag. Lunch and dinner with awards. And there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. And if you're lucky enough to get a hole in one, you will win a Tesla Model Y car. Now, the best part is 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Find out more by visiting naa.edu/golf. That's naa.edu/golf. Or give them a call at 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. And happy golfing. Happy golfing. Okay. There are some interesting details coming out of some of the areas where we are involved with our troops, if you will. And I'm going to the page that's going to tell me what I need to know here. But I'm telling you, this is just an unbelievable circumstance, what we have going on right now with some of the things around the world when it comes to, oh, I don't know, people shooting at each other and that sort of thing. And wait till I tell you this. The Jordanian army killed 27 alleged drug smugglers in a wintry clash along the Syrian border. Now, the clash came 10 days after the smugglers killed a Jordanian army officer, prompting the military to promise a harder crackdown on smuggling from Syria. By the way, the Islamic State militants are still holed up in a Syrian prison. Kurdish-led forces admit that the U.S.-backed SDF said 60 to 90 militants were hiding in the northern section of the facility. They're probably going to have to blast their way out or blast their way in or whatever. And in Yemen, another 5 people dead, 30 hurt in a missile strike on Yemen's Marib state media. At least 5 people were killed, 34 injured, in what the Yemeni government media said was a Houthi missile strike on the Marib city. And they went after one of the government media posts. By the way, Kenya, police say that they beefed up security after several European countries warned of the risk of possible attacks and urged their nationals to avoid public places. In the meantime, Afghan aid has been stymied as the Taliban in the West continue to spar. Now, in a report issued by the Norwegian Refugee Council, one of the largest non-governmental organizations working there, it warned that aid agencies are unable to operate at scale in the country because formal payment channels are almost completely unavailable to them. In addition, China's military is stepping up its airborne challenges to Japanese airspace, and Japanese pilots are now responding to more frequent violations and incursions of their airspace. Now, Russia and Cuba will continue developing their cooperation in the technical military sphere, as the Russians and the Cubans are going all out in Cuba right now. You haven't heard a word out of that, have you? Now, while two of the three vehicles were set on fire, workers traveling in a convoy returned unharmed to their offices, according to a statement from a mission that monitors adherence to a 2016 peace deal between the former Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia and the Colombian government. This happened this past week. Things around the world, folks, are not just ducky. Not just ducky. A lot of problems going on. Now, soldiers and airmen from nearly a dozen bases across the Army and Air Force have been put on heightened alert in case the U.S. sends troops across the Atlantic to respond to the Russian incursion into the Ukraine. The 82nd Airborne and the 101st Airborne have both been put on alert. That is not a surprise. That is standard procedure. They're part of the Rapid Deployment Force, and I would be shocked if they weren't on standby. By the way, hello to Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Fred's chiming in saying, today is the Pegasus, the biggest horse race day of the year. Several stakes races. Maybe the weather will improve. Hope so. But at the moment, the weather outside is frightful, which means it's cold. And that's Fred from Fort Lauderdale. Well, Fred, if you're going to go, like I told Denise, dress in layers. Otherwise, you won't be able to stand it, especially when the wind picks up. And what's the temperature down there, Fred? You didn't tell me that. Right now, right here in Tampa, it's 47 degrees. And for all I know, that may be the warm temperature of the day. Wow. It's not going to be nice for the next 24 hours in the south. Doesn't matter where you go. It is going to be just miserable. But it beats the snow. And there was somebody mentioning that, for all they know, it's going to be cold enough to snow down here. But I don't know that it will. But never say never. It wouldn't be the first time. By the way, we understand that yesterday at the funeral that honored the 22-year-old police officer who was killed in the line of duty, the NYPD commissioner, the new female commissioner, absolutely brought the house down with her passionate speech. I saw part of it. I didn't see it all, but I was thoroughly impressed by what that woman said about the officer who went down. So kudos to her. And again, our thoughts and prayers go to the survivors and all the police all around the country.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And by the way, folks, Kyle had the night off because he had a problem with his teeth, and they gave him something for it, and he couldn't talk. We're going to kid him when he comes back on Monday. We're going to call him Mumbles Warm because he was having a problem trying to do that. Plus, it was affecting him. All he wanted to do was sleep, and I get that. So he took the night off, and I said, get at it and get better and this, that, and the other. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, that's their motto. They want to be the best in the nation. That's all part of it. And I don't have any doubts anymore about how they managed to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, and as far away as Phoenix, Arizona. A gentleman that heard us talking about Moss, his daughter was going to school in Tampa, and he came over here, brought her car, and bought a brand new car, something she wanted, and delivered it, and away he went. And she's been happy ever since. Now, Moss Nissan, their price, their customer service, their attitude, and of course it all starts with Moss Care.
which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Several hundred new and pre-owned vehicles, all the bells and whistles you could think of. All you got to do is ask and be surprised. Don't be surprised when they pull out exactly what you're looking for. Now, clean trade-ins, yep, they got them. They're commanding a great resale price, so take advantage, and don't forget you can upgrade your ride now. Now, if you've got a vehicle in really good condition, throw away the Kelley Blue Book, because your vehicle could be worth 30 to 37% more than what you think it's worth according to the Blue Book. And what a pleasant surprise that would be, huh? Now, remember, all of the Moss vehicles, new or pre-owned, come with Moss Care. And they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty veterans, a military, and veterans, and first responders, and church pastors all get great deals on the vehicle they buy. Now, don't forget, Moss has locations in Crystal River. Their flagship stores in Newport Richey, and that's only 40 minutes away from downtown St. Pete and about 35 minutes away from Tampa itself. You can save thousands of dollars in Newport Richey on your car purchase. Don't believe me? Check them out. Check them out online if you want to, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget they're also in Tampa, at Florida Avenue with the Nissan and Acura dealerships side by side right there, Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they're building a brand new dealership up in Brooksville coming soon. Yep, they're growing, and they want you to see why. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check them out, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did. Now, Joe Biden, yesterday, late in the day, he was in Pittsburgh or coming back from Pittsburgh, whatever the case might be, and he said that he would be moving U.S. troops into Eastern Europe in the near term. Not Ukraine, other countries in Eastern Europe. As far as how many, what kind, no idea. But I can tell you, the forces that I know that are on standby, the units, two of the military units are the 82nd and 101st Airborne. And that is no surprise. That's a rapid deployment force. And whenever something comes down, they're there. So that's not a surprise to me. By the way, the Dems yesterday, and it was funny, and they can't deny it. The Dems yesterday missed Joe's visit.
Well, we had a scheduling conflict, and we just couldn't be there because of it.
Really? Okay, listen to this. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't.
The president will be in Pittsburgh to promote White House achievements. It's part of his plan to visit key states before the midterm elections. But two of the three leading Democrats on Pennsylvania's statewide ballot this spring who were invited to appear with Mr. Biden will not attend. They cite scheduling conflicts. The president is armed with good news about the economy's performance last year, but inflation remains high and his approval ratings have fallen sharply in recent months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fact of the matter was, folks, Joe Biden's numbers dropped to 32% in Pennsylvania, which was much more dramatic than what people thought it was going to be. And right away, these other candidates, they just bailed out of the way. Didn't want anything to do with it. So there you go. Now, many of you yesterday probably got a chance to see the NYPD funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. It was very touching. And to watch the slain officer's widow get up there struggling to say something to eulogize her husband, and then calling out the Manhattan DA in the funeral eulogy where the police officers around stood up and applauded, because somebody had to say that. If that DA slacks off on charging people that go out and shoot to kill or kill police officers, then somebody ought to drag him out of his office and hang him on a flagpole upside down by the feet until he gets the message. Now, I realize that's a little drastic, but I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. These DAs that don't want to prosecute people, we have no use for them. And I realize I got in here because of George Soros, because that's all part of the cancel culture crowd and all that. But the time has come to stop it. The time has come to stop it. Now, I never tend to agree with people from Hollywood all that much, but Sean Penn yesterday was quoted as saying, "Cowardly jeans cause men to wear skirts." Okay. We'll just let that one stay there. Now, China may use the Ukraine crisis to seize Taiwan. Intel sources are saying that now. Don't know how true that is, but we'll see. And Merck's COVID-19 pill, which is effective against Omicron in lab studies, could get the go-ahead real quick. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, the former Ukrainian diplomat, Kurt Volker, told Newsmax that the Ukrainian invasion would be a costly endeavor for Russia. There would be a lot of casualties on both sides. And I would like to think that they know that. And they can't just automatically assume that they're going to come in there and there aren't going to be people that are going to do everything they can to stop them. By the way, in case you haven't heard, agreed upon with Kyle Rittenhouse, his gun, the semi-automatic rifle that he used in the double fatal shooting there in Wisconsin. He agreed, along with the police, to have the gun destroyed. Good for him. Good for him. All righty. The weekend show has come to a close. And I will be back Monday morning, 2 a.m., on these same radio stations. Don't forget, it's going to be cold, snow going up the East Coast. Be careful. God bless America, and stay safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.